An investigation by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in August found that Milwaukee's black renters disproportionately live in units that face a higher risk of electrical fires, fires that could be deadly. Their latest piece, they wanted to get a closer look at what kinds of risks renters were dealing with, so they hired a master electrician to inspect a random set of homes in a low-income zip code in the city. John Diedrich joins us now to tell us what they found. He's an investigative reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, part of the team of journalists on this story. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Before we get to this field trip with the electrician, can you tell us a little bit about what you found in the first part of your investigation?
Yeah, to your point, we investigated the risk of electrical fires, particularly in rental units. Just to back up a little bit, what we found initially as we looked into this was that cases of electrical fires were happening, including where people would die, and the cases were not closely investigated. And that was creating, you know, a real problem in terms of accountability. There was a in cases even where people had died that there were not thoroughly investigated cases. And so we dug in deeper and found that the reason these were not being looked at was really because there wasn't a crime. And we found that the cases of electrical fires were happening disproportionately more often in the 53206 zip code. In fact, five times higher than the rest of the city.
And remind us, this is a number that's been in the news a lot. Remind us of the 53206 zip code. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a zip code in Milwaukee that has a number of distressing numbers in terms of statistics. We have a high rate of incarceration, high infant mortality, and a number of other challenging situations, gun violence and so forth. And it's not just, I should say, not just 53206. That is the epicenter of some very distressed conditions in Milwaukee. And this is a condition I think that was not fully appreciated. Well, we know it wasn't among policymakers prior to highlighting some of this data that we uncovered.
So now you go out with a master electrician, some renters let you in to look at their units. What kind of things did the electrician spot?
Well, we went in with a checklist to look at things starting in the basement at the service panel and then working our way up. He found a series of problems that were not just code violations, but serious fire risks. He documented 47 violations in the 14 homes where he found problems. These are things like exposed wiring, ungrounded outlets, ungrounded whole electrical systems. We saw in one case live wires laying on a gutter creating an imminent possibility of fire. We also saw a lot of extension cord use, and that's often cited as a problem of conduct, if you will, by the tenants. But what that actually shows is in many of these homes, and they were older homes, a lack of functioning outlets, or just a lack of outlets, period. Because many of these homes were built 100 years ago, at that time, it was routine to have one outlet per room. And many of these homes have not been updated because they've changed hands. Landlords have owned them who were not particularly interested in improving them or have not improved them. And so extension cords are vital just to do things like, say, to run an air conditioner, something of that sort. So we saw a lot of that as well, which presents a fire risk.
So people might think, okay, these are code violations, fire hazards, as your electrician found. These are commercial rental properties. Why aren't these being spotted and fixed by inspectors?
Well, that's a very good question. So so again, to go back over the territory in terms of what changed, about 6 years ago, the state legislature enacted a series of changes by the legislature that was favoring landlords. And really what it did was it said that the cities, not just Milwaukee, but all cities in the state, were limited in what kinds of inspections they could do. They could react to complaints and their problems with depending on a complaint-driven system. But the proactive type of inspections that were happening in Milwaukee and other places as well, other jurisdictions, could not be done. And specifically, if they were done, there were very specific rules by which they could be funded. And that really stopped that program. So there isn't a proactive system by which properties are reviewed. And this is in other cities, in other states are kind of going in the opposite direction with this, where they're saying, for instance, if you rent a property, a commercial, as a landlord, a commercial property that you're renting, you need to have them inspected, or you even need a license to do that, say, on a rotating basis. That isn't the case in Wisconsin. I should also note that a number of the sponsors of the legislation in Madison, those lawmakers, are themselves landlords.
You and your colleagues contacted some of the landlords to tell them about the violations that the electrician found in their properties. What did you hear from them?
Well, it was interesting. So again, we found 14 properties with these 47 violations. I should say that the study that we created, we started with 50 properties randomly selected, and then got into 30% to do those. And a review of our work by a professor and researcher at Marquette points to that finding would indicate that 80% of the properties in 53206 have these type of violations. When we went to the landlords, of those landlords that we could reach, not all of them responded to us, but six of the seven that we contacted made an indication to us, a commitment, including, and we saw this with electricians coming out, a commitment to fix the problem, thanking us for these problems being pointed out. And in fact, I was present at one property where with a landlord, when an electrician came and gave the landlord an estimate to fix the problems.
You mentioned problems, John, with the complaint-based system. Is that something along the lines of, I might not want to report my landlord because I need a place to live and I don't know if they'll renew my lease if I report them?
Oh, that's exactly right. And there's a series of problems that are particularly acute in 53206 and adjoining areas. Those would include folks who've had evictions in the past, so it's more difficult for them to get a place. There's also, a lack of affordable housing. The housing stock generally in the city is dropping, particularly affordable housing. And so what's happening is there is a surprisingly high rent rate for properties that are pretty distressed. So the market is really more of a renters than a tenants favored market. And so folks are really concerned about getting turned out and not being able to find another place to live. And so that's one of the reasons why a complaint-based system. The other thing that we heard from a couple different folks was the idea that that folks would be willing to take a chance with a dangerous electrical situation if the trade-off is they have relatively clean conditions. For instance, a property that was free of roaches and rats would be something that they would say, I want that. I see the electricals flickering and so forth, but I'm willing to take that chance. And the experts we talked to said, nobody should have to make that sort of calculation in their life.
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Diedrich, investigative reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us to talk about the latest piece investigating the risk of electrical fires in a Milwaukee community. You can find a link and read more about it online at WPR.org/Central Time.